You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Just one day away now, folks, from the beginning of the Euros. Good to have you with us on the Punt Podcast. Delighted that this tournament is quickly approaching. Dave Kellner here, and on the line, Derek McGovern, to preview the outrights. We're going to go through the tournament as a whole. We're going to talk about the groups and maybe have a little look at top goal scorer betting as well. Derek, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Yes, so the phony war's over now, isn't it? And the real war begins on Friday. Fantastic news.
It does indeed, and it starts with France, who are the tournament favourites, 3-1, and of course tournament hosts as well. Won this championship back in 1984 on home soil, of course. Took the World Cup in front of their home fans as well back in 1998. 3-1 France to win the championship. Derek, is it too short? I look through that midfield and it does look spectacular.
Yeah, but it's way too short. The price, like Spain were priced when they were dominating Europe for a spell of 6 years, and there's nothing other than home advantage to merit that those kind of odds. I mean, France have home advantage, but it didn't do them any good in the war, did it? I just can't have them. They've left probably their best striker, Benzema, at home too because of off the field problems with him. And I looked through it, and there are decent names, yeah, you know, star individuals, but. You know, you look at Wales, you look at the Wales team, and I see a player like Gareth Bale, and increasingly in international football, a team, I'm not saying Wales are going to win it, but a team
that's
with...
That's good, I didn't want to start the podcast like that, Derek.
A team with an outstanding individual at international level makes the difference. And I look at France, and I don't see that. I don't see a player who's going to make the difference for them. I mean, you know, they could win it, because there are no outstanding teams this time around. They could easily win it, but no way is 3-1 a fair price.
Is that the way it works with you then, Derek? If a team's got one outstanding individual, they might win the championship. But if, like France, they've got numerous outstanding individuals...
No, but they're not outstanding,
oh,
no.
Oh, come on.
No, they're not outstanding at all, no. I mean, I always think... This is a case in point. Bookies, when it comes to these tournaments, they pay far too much respect to the supposed powerhouse nations, not realising that there aren't any anymore. You know, and that's allowed countries like Denmark and Greece to win this competition. Their odds... So outlandish, only the biggest mug punters on earth would have considered backing them. I mean, as I say, there are no outstanding teams this time around, although there are plenty of mug punters still around, which is good news for the bookies. I'm one of them, by the way.
France are 3-1 to win the Euros here with William Hill. Germany are next in the betting. The Germans are 4-1. We hear it each and every year, or each and every other year, Derek, that Germany are a tournament team. They've not been fantastic since winning the World Cup in 2014. They've got a tournament goal scorer, undoubtedly, in Thomas Müller up front. He always turns up on the big occasion, Derek. One of those players, Müller, where you think, when someone asks you, what's his outstanding attribute, what's his outstanding quality, you've not got a clue, but he scores goals.
No, I can't stand him. I just do not rate him, but he scores goals. I mean, he's the Ruud van Nistelrooy of modern-day football for me. I just don't... When he's on a pitch and he's got the ball anywhere outside the box, say he was playing against England, for instance, I'd be smoking a cigar. There's nothing he'll do. But he'll just crop up. And he'll put goals in, messy goals, you know, the scruffy goals he'll score. But I can't have him. If I want a highly rated international striker, I want someone who'll do a lot more than he would outside the box too. I can't have the Germans either. They've still got Podolski in the squad. He must be about 104 now. Mario Götze won the World Cup for them, but he seems to be out of favour nowadays. They're still relying in midfield on Mesut Ozil, who we've on this podcast many times before. I can't have him.
No, you've never mentioned that before, Derek. I've not heard that before from you.
And the manager, Joachim Löw, you know, he's still colours in his hair with a magic marker. I have a very suspicious character. No, I can't have the Germans either. I just think the favourites in the betting are way, way too short. You can throw a blanket over about 12 teams in these Euros, but the odds don't imply that.
Spain are in Group D. They're in the betting at 5-1, the Spanish. Vicente del Bosque is still... Spain's manager, and I kind of fear for Spain in the same way as I fear for England in terms of they've got a manager that is old now and maybe hasn't caught up with the modern day game. And Spain were beaten in an international friendly the other night. How do you rate Spain's chances?
Well, they've gone over the hill, haven't they? They just, you know, they're not frightening anybody now. And I don't know, something about Spain is they've had, you just sense that their time has come and gone now. The best players, as you say, are over the hill. I can't have them. I can't have Spain either. I really can't.
Spain are in the betting at 5-1. England 8-1. Derek, do we trust Roy Hodgson to navigate England through the championship?
No, definitely not. This tournament could be won by any group. There's 24 teams in it. In fact, there was only four teams in this competition when it first started in 1960. Now there are 24. The Leave campaign, say that's down to immigration, by the way. Yeah, I mean, of the 24, there's 16 teams I reckon are in with a shout. England are one of them, obviously. But if they had another manager, a manager other than Roy Hodgson, you or I even, I'd give them a better chance. I just can't have the guy at any level. And also, I don't think they're in an easy group, you know. We've seen Slovakia, who've done really well in friendlies recently and qualified above Ukraine, I think it was. They're no mugs. Wales, we know, can beat anybody on their day because of that man, Bale. And Russia, 8 times the price of England to win the Euros. I don't understand that. I can't have England. Defensively, they're a shambles. Managerially, they're even a bigger shambles.
What gets me is, Derek, is insistence on playing key players out of position. Why does he do this in the lead-up to a major tournament?
Well, he seems to want to shoehorn Wayne Rooney into the squad, or into the team, rather. But looking at Rooney lately, I mean, he's so slow. Some of his racehorses could beat him. I mean, he's you know, on his day years ago, he was a tremendous player, and he would have been the first name in any England team sheet. But he's gone at the game. He just doesn't merit a place in the team anymore. And until Hodgson disabuses himself of that, I must have Wayne in the team. Well, you know, England are going to struggle. I think they'll even struggle after that.
Belgium are in the betting at 11-1. No doubting the talent in Belgium's national side. Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard started performing at the back end of the season for Chelsea as well. No shortage of forwards. Romelu Lukaku, Christian Benteke, Divock Origi, all in their squad, and we're familiar with those players from the Premier League as well. Belgium under Mark Wilmots are in the betting at 11-1, Derek.
Yeah, I mean, they are potential winners. But again, the bookies are ahead of everybody on this one, aren't they? I mean, at the last World Cup too, they disappointed. They should have done a lot better with the squad they had. And the names you've reeled out there, apart from, I would suggest, the strike force. I mean, you know, Lukaku and Benteke. Yeah, names familiar to Premier League fans, but I think they both lack stardust. It's the midfield that does it for Belgium. And Eden Hazard, I think they'll, if you're looking for it to back a player of the tournament, back him. Firstly, because in my eyes, at his best, he's one of the best top five players in the world. Yeah. Didn't show it this season for Chelsea, but later on in the season, he did in the last two or three games. And he's pretty much had the whole season off. So of all the players there, he should be flying come this tournament. And I really think, because he's a big name as well, so much attention will be on him. So even if he has a half-decent game, it'll be ramped up in the press, a bit like Ibrahimovic for Sweden. If he has a half-decent game, does a decent half-decent turn, you know, it gets signposted more than the run-of-the-mill player. So I'm expecting big things from Hazard. And yet, Belgium are definitely one of the potential winners. But 11-1, it's not the greatest price in the world. You see, I'm looking at this, and if I'm thinking if there's about 16 teams that can win this, I'm not going to be taking an 11-1 poke. I'm looking for something bigger than that.
Belgium team markets, obviously, if you check out the William Hill website, go to sports.williamhill.com, click on football, click on the Euro 2016 tab. You'll see numerous markets available for the tournament, team-by-team betting as well. And Eden Hazard to be top Belgium goal scorer here with William Hill. Derek, in the betting at 4-1, is that a price worth getting involved with?
Yeah, it would be, actually. I mean, you've got, you know, you mentioned those two strikers, Lukaku and Benteke, but both of those are not going to start. You know, no. Be one or the other. And I'm just wondering whether Hazard would take penalties. Well, possibly. I wouldn't put anybody off that. You know, in a competition like this, sometimes you can be top goal scorer for your country with a couple of goals, can't you? You know, and that, Hazard is well capable of getting that.
It's 14-1 bar the five teams we've mentioned, Derek. I get the feeling in this preview you're going to put up a couple of big prices.
Yeah, my number one tip is Russia, 80-1, because I think they'll qualify from England's group, possibly with England, possibly without, but I can't see them not qualifying. I don't understand how Russia are 66-1 and England are only 8-1. You know, England are above them in the world rankings, but you look at their form, if these two are meeting on Saturday, and I expect Russia to beat England. England are odds on, which is the worst, most ridiculous price since Katie. It's just crazy. So I'll be giving them a big tip to win on Saturday. The manager's surname, by the way, the Russian manager's surname is Slutsky. I bet a few of them. In fact, I still have their email addresses if you're interested, Dave. That's a great name for a manager, isn't it? Slutsky. Love it. I mean, I think... I always expect big things from Russia. I don't know, I seem to have an affinity with Russians. I have no idea why. I must have Russian ancestry somewhere. But I always expect big things. And sometimes in matches, yeah, I've seen them in previous World Cups, and you think, this is a team that can go far. And then they'll suddenly throw in a howler of a performance, and they're on the next minute they're on the plane home and never seen again. But in a tournament like this, which won't take much winning, I think they'll give you a real run for your money, 66-1.
There's a few people that have wanted to send you to Siberia in the past, Derek. Maybe that's why you've got an affinity with them.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you know, you would argue that in recent World Cups, there was probably still something missing from Russia. Probably the players, once they don't win it. Wasn't it that time when, was it the last Olympics or the Olympics before, when I think there were 44 Russian medalists, and when they got home, Vladimir Putin gave them all a new Mercedes. And he was asked, "Well, what about the athletes who didn't get a medal?" He went, "Don't look in the trunk." I love that line. But they're a big price. They're overpriced. As much as England are underpriced, Russia are overpriced.
I couldn't disagree with you more, Derek. I think this Russian side are going to finish bottom of Group B. That's one of my best bets of the tournament, in fact, because you've got those two fellas central defensively, Sergei Ignashevich and Alexei Berezutsky, and those two, their combined age, they are older than Roy Hodgson. And Roy Hodgson must be 150 years old by now, Derek, because he's been around forever.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, when you get to these international tournaments, Greece never had a prayer, did they, in 2004? You know, and even when he got to the semi-final, I think there were still massive prices because he just couldn't possibly win it. And you looked at the players, I think their midfield, the combined age of their midfield was about a million. He couldn't possibly win it, and then he did. And it's just at international level. It's more the togetherness of a squad. You know, when there's no outstanding team like in this one, it's the squad that it's most together, I think, that can do the most damage. I have no idea whether the Russians are the most together, but I just know that at these kind of odds, they'll be carrying my rubles.
Who else do you like, Derek?
Well, none of the favourites, for the reasons I've already outlined. I just think that they're worth opposing. Sweden could surprise a few people. They're in the same. It's a tough group they're in, which explains why the big prices. I think they're in. I think they're in with Belgium and Italy and the Republic of Ireland.
Yep.
But we saw them in it. I know it was only a friendly, and you shouldn't get too worked up by it, against Wales last week. Give them a good eye then. They're just one of, they've got Ibrahimovic, of course, who could be anything. I mean, I still think he's massively overrated, but nobody else seems to. They all think he's a world beater. One or two other decent players who could do a bit of damage. Yeah, they're not without a chance.
100-1 if you fancy Sweden. A few that I like. I'm with you, Derek, in terms of taking on the teams at the top of the market for the Euros. I don't really like any of them at the top of the market. I like Croatia at 25-1. I do think they're going to have a good tournament, Croatia. You look through their midfield and it looks particularly strong. Luka Modric, Ivan Rakitic and Ivan Perisic, who apparently could be linking back up with Jurgen Klopp in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah.
Klopp managed him when he was at Dortmund. They fell out and he sold into Wolfsburg. But apparently, he's back on the radar for Jurgen Klopp. He's a good player. And they've got Marin Mandzukic, who's just returned to a little bit of form up front. So I think Croatia looks strong. In the same group as Croatia, I like Turkey as well. I think they'll qualify. They're 8-13 to come out of Group D, Turkey. Arda Turan, I think, is a fantastic player, and Turkey could surprise a few. And the hipsters' choice this tournament is Austria, Derek.
Yeah, actually, because they qualified so well. That's the reason, isn't it? In a reasonably tough group, they've qualified superbly. But if you look at their recent results, they haven't been that great, have they?
I don't think you can read too much into friendlies.
I
just think these friendlies, people... Like, for instance, Spain have drifted on the back of their friendly loss. Players don't want to get injured, do they, in the lead-up to a championship?
Well, no, you're right. I mean, you'd go skint if you took a face value of the results in friendlies, without question. But, you know, everybody's searching for clues, and where else do you look if you don't look at that? I mean, when you mentioned Spain, and I think they could be the big flop of the tournament. You know, and you look at their forward line. It's not great, is it? It's not a forward line of a team that's going to go far in the tournament.
I think they could play without a striker against.
Well, they
Spain.
Did, didn't they? I mean, well, every time they field Fernando Torres, they play without a striker. I mean, and their midfield is nowhere. It's not the powerhouse it used to be, is it? You know, Sergio Busquets, Andres Iniesta. Yeah, they're still they're still doing a business, but the Fabregases and one or two others, I'm not too sure about them. I'd be looking to oppose Spain in early games.
Is there anything you like in the group betting before we move on, Derek? I've picked out a few. I do like Russia to finish bottom of Group B, which obviously we're completely at odds with each other there. Group A, I like Nicolae Stanciu to be Romania's top scorer. He's got 4 in 5 in his first 5 international appearances. He's on penalties. Good season at Steaua Bucharest. So I quite like him in Group A. They're in France's group. So I'd look at the supporting markets there.
Yeah. Well, they're getting the group bet. And I keep saying this all the time. You know, it's impossible to be knocked out in the way. I mean, there's 16 teams qualified, don't they, of the 24?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be really bad not to get through. And so do you have to win the group? You know, you get your price favourites time and time again through these groups, and they still get through by finishing second or even third. So I keep saying this, and it makes it unbelievable logic, and yet the favourites keep winning these groups. What? I'm surprised anybody listens to me anymore. I think I'm going to look, for instance, a group with Germany's group, the 1-3, the top their group. Okay, Poland, Ukraine and Northern Ireland, yeah, they should top that. But would you back a 1-3 poker doesn't have to win?
I think if you're a bookmaker, Derek, you're looking to lay that 1-3. I'm glad you brought that group up, because that's the one where Germany seemed to be opposable in the Euros this time round, and 1-3 looks very short. Poland have a world class striker in Robert Lewandowski.
We'll know all about the Germans as well, won't
he? Yeah. I'm not sure how the Ukraine or Northern Ireland are going to perform in the championship, but Germany 1-3. I think if you're a bookmaker, you're looking to lay that price.
Yeah. Well, you would do. I mean, I mentioned Sweden earlier on, 11-2 to top their group. They got Belgium and Italy, who people with many eyes will be potential winners. But 11-2, you know, it's. Sweden can definitely upset the apple cart there, and you know, especially when you've got a striker like Ibrahimovic, and his strike partner, by the way, Marcus Berg, he's in Ibrahimovic's shadow. I mean, with that hooter, everything is in Ibrahimovic's shadow. But he scored, I think, up 20 goals for Panathinaikos and Sweden this year, so he's capable, and he'd be one of the players I'd be looking at in the first goal scorer market in Sweden games. All the attention will be on the big hooted one, but he might just steal a few goals for Sweden.
And just a few more teams that we've not mentioned, Derek, in a couple of groups we've not talked about. I do like Austria to top Group F. I know we spoke momentarily about Austria and how Mark Janko might be an interesting bet for top goal scorer. He'll be linking up with Marko Arnautovic up front, and they were very, very solid in qualifying, as you mentioned, Derek. Yeah. 15-8 for them to top Group F. They're in the group with Portugal, who are 4-5, Iceland and Hungary. I think Iceland and Hungary are the two weakest sides in the championship. And if Cristiano Ronaldo's not fully fit and firing, which He's not guaranteed to be in tip-top shape for this tournament. 4-5 Portugal looks short to me.
And definitely.
Austria 15-8 to win that group.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know too much about the Austrian team, apart from that, how well they qualified. That was in a group with Russia and Sweden, by the way. And they finished 10 points ahead of Sweden and 8 points ahead of Russia. Yeah. Quite incredible, 9 wins and 1 draw from 10 games in a not easy group. Okay, they had a few, you know, no marks there. Montenegro, Liechtenstein, and Moldova. Yeah, you should be winning them. But they didn't do too much wrong. You know, and England are very, very short in the betting because of their qualifying campaign. You know, so yeah, you've got to give Austria a bit of esteem there. But when they're relying on Marko Arnautović, you know, he's a mercurial character. And is he going to be somebody who's going to light up the Euros? I'm not too sure.
We can't finish without talking about Italy, Derek. We've not even mentioned them. 18-1, the Italians. 18-1?
Yeah, it is a big price, isn't it? I mean, they're in it, as I mentioned, they're in that Sweden and the Belgium group and the Republic of Ireland. It is a tough group. But, you know,
it seems like a transitional period for Italy at the moment, doesn't it? I'm not sure they've got the personnel, but we've... I wouldn't write off the Italians lightly. They look short in all areas, really. And I suppose the one thing you'd mark down against Italy is they're going to be relying on Graziano Pella to score all their goals in this tournament.
Yeah, exactly. And that does put me off. A bit like Belgium, we were relying on Benteke and Lukaku up front. Or maybe Origi if he gets in. I'm surprised he's in the squad, to be honest, Pella. I've watched him a few times for Southampton this season, and he hasn't got it in my eyes. He's just not someone I'd be thinking would do well in a tournament like this. You've got a few others, Insigne. You know, he's had some good and the fantastic name. I know it's pronounced differently, but Immobile. What a great name for a striker that is, and that should be Lukaku adjectives to describe Lukaku and Benteke, I think. Yeah, Italy. To be honest, I'd give them a better chance than Spain, Italy. I really would. But I don't know. They seem to be yesterday's men.
Top goal scorer Thomas Muller is 7-1. Cristiano Ronaldo 8-1. Antoine Griezmann is 9-1. Olivier Giroud 14-1. Alvaro Morata is 16s. Harry Kane 16-1. Robert Lewandowski is 16-1. And it's 20-1. Bigger the rest. Does anyone stand out?
Well, Lewandowski. What a price that is, you know, for a player who scores goals for fun. And, you know, he's not like one of these, he's not like a Muller type who'll just stand in the goal area, goal hanging. I mean, Lewandowski will do his share outside the box as well. I like him. I mean, it took me a while to warm to him, but he's been doing it at the top level season after season. Okay, it's not the easiest group because you've got Germany in it, but they've also got Northern Ireland. You know, you'd expect them to do a bit of damage there, and Ukraine as well, who I mentioned earlier, keep flashing to deceive. So, yeah, Lewandowski, I think, is overpriced in that market.
Very good. Let's wrap with your best bets then ahead of the Euros, Derek.
Well, I am definitely going to go for Russia. Despite you trying to shake my conviction, I'm going to go for the Russians. Only because this is going to be another Greece or Denmark year, this one. Denmark. Was it 1990? Something like 1992, wasn't it? Denmark won it. Come off the beach to win it.
You're much older than me, Derek. Yeah.
Can't remember that? Incredible tournament.
Can't remember that.
Yeah. And then Greece, of course, in 2004. This is going to be another of those years. The powerhouse nations are no longer powerhouse. And I would urge punters to look for a big price one. And Russia fit the bill in every way. They're a team that aren't going to set your pulse racing unless you've had a bet on them. And I've already had a big, large bet on them.
Wow. Okay, Derek. Thank you for your company on this podcast. And we'll catch up throughout the championship, no doubt. Derek going with Russia. Have a look at Sweden and take Robert Lewandowski at 16-1 to be the top tournament goal scorer. Hopefully you've got some bets out of that, listeners. Remember, we've got Euro podcasts throughout the course of the championship, daily Euro podcasts here with William Hill. Go to audioboom.com, type in William Hill to check out all our on-demand audio. And remember, you can subscribe via iTunes as well. Again, type in William Hill and click to subscribe. Thank you to Derek McGovern for his preview of the Euros here with William Hill, and we'll catch up soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.